Santa Claus is coming to town, and we're getting all prepared for it. So we've got some great Christmas music going on this weekend. It's the spirit of the Christmas weekend, and we're kicking off the holiday season with the best favorites, like three of them in an hour, so you can thoroughly enjoy that. I got to tell you, I have the most adorable four-year-old grand angels, Connor and Haley. They're twins. About 2 years ago, we took the entire family on a day trip, loaded up, drove off to wherever the truck led us. We had no idea where we were going, just hit the road and go. Came upon this little town, saw an antique store. Connor's immediately making eye contact with a hand-carved cellular phone. It looks real, but it's hand-carved. The owner of this business hand-carves things. And so we just had to pick it up because Connor was just in love with it. He still has it, I find out. See, he pretends he's on his phone when his mom's on her phone. Well, this happened yesterday. He asked me a question of a picture that was on a puzzle that we were putting together. And as usual, I over-answered it, went on yammering on about something, when suddenly he goes, oh, there's my phone, grabs it and runs off. That's a way to get out of that one, huh? Oh, you gotta love him. But the real point is, had it not been for that original independent business owner and his hand-carved phone, I wouldn't have had two great moments with my four-year-olds. One, watching my grandson utilize and just love that phone. But secondly, the hope that that owner is still in business. I know he was grateful for the purchase to begin with, but the real point is you gotta shop local. The money stays local, helps other communities survive as well. Hold on a second. I'm going on yammering on about shopping local. Oh, excuse me. There's my phone.